Between the fire and the Zeguzo's house lay a jumble of buildings that constituted the Fenice. The part on fire was farthest away, the chaste neoclassical entrance wing with its formal reception rooms, known collectively as the Apollonian rooms. Then came the main body of the theater with its elaborately rococo auditorium, and finally the vast backstage area. Flaring out from both sides of the auditorium and the backstage were clusters of smaller, interconnected buildings, like the one that housed the scenery workshop immediately across the narrow canal from Signor Zeguzo. Signora Zeguzo could not get through to the fire brigade, so she dialed 112 for the police. The enormity of what was happening outside his window stunned Signor Zeguzo. The Gran Teatro La Fenice was one of the splendors of Venice. It was arguably the most beautiful opera house in the world, and one of the most significant. The Fenice had commissioned dozens of operas that had premiered on its stage. Verdi's La Traviata and Rigoletto, Igor Stravinsky's The Rake's Progress, Benjamin Britten's The Turn of the Screw. For 200 years, audiences had delighted in the sumptuous clarity of the Fenice's acoustics, the magnificence of its five tiers of gilt-encrusted boxes, and the Baroque fantasy of it all. Signor and Signora Zeguzo had always taken a box for the season, and over the years, they had been given increasingly desirable locations, until they finally found themselves next to the Royal Box. Signora Zeguzo had no luck getting through to the police either, and now she was becoming frantic. She called upstairs to the apartment where her son Gino lived with his wife and their son Antonio. Gino was still out at the Zeguzo glass factory in Murano. Antonio was visiting a friend near the Rialto. Signor Zeguzo stood silently at his bedroom window, watching as the flames raced across the entire top floor of the entrance wing. He knew that for all its storied loveliness, the Fenice was, at this moment, an enormous pile of exquisite kindling. Inside a thick shell of Istrian stone lined with brick, the structure was made entirely of wood. Wooden beams, wooden floors, wooden walls, richly embellished with wood carvings, sculpted stucco and papier-mâché, all of it covered with layer upon layer of lacquer and gilt. Signor Zeguzo was aware, too, that the scenery workshop just across the canal from his house was stocked with solvents and, most worrisome of all, cylinders of propane gas that were used for welding and soldering.